كنيسة ماري مرقس القبطية الأرثوذكسية بمونتريال كندا، مؤتمر العائلات الثاني، مايو سنة 99. سانت مارك كوبتيك أرثوذكس تشيرش مونتريال، The Second Conference of the Family، مونتريال، May 8, 1999. This is the third session in a group of four that revolves around premarital and marital issues from a Christian Orthodox perspective by Dr. Nabil Ba'i. This session describes a prescription for a healthy and a happy successful marriage. هذه هي المحاضرة الثالثة من مجموعة من أربعة التي تدور حول مواضيع الزواج. هذه المحاضرة تختص بوصف روشتة للزواج الناجح السعيد من منظار مسيحي أرثوذكسي. وجدير بالذكر حسب الدكتور نبيل نفسه أن هذه المحاضرات جميعها تصلح ليس فقط لحديث الزواج ولكن للمتقدمين في الزواج أيضا.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين.
We are tonight in the fourth Sunday of the Pentecost days and the Vesper, the Gospel of the Vesper from Saint John chapter 6 speaking about the mystery of his body and blood. The mystery of communing with God. And tonight I am going to speak with you, trying to clarify another mystery comparable to the communion. I hope we are going to understand and clarify a bit the mystery of unity with Christ in matrimony. النهاردة الحد الرابع من الخمسين، إنجيل يوحنا الصحيح السادس بيتكلم على سر إعطاء جسده ودمه للتلاميذ، وده سر صعب فهمه، وكذا سر الاتحاد بين الزوجين والمسيح سر صعب خالص. هنحاول النهاردة نفهم مع بعض نسبيا طريقة الاتحاد مع المسيح. Before I will start, I will refer you to St. Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. And no one could forget St. Luke chapter 15, verse 20, when the prodigal son was returning to his father, and his father saw him while he was far away. He had compassion on him, and the old father ran to the prodigal son, and he fell on his neck. He embraced him and he kissed him, and then he ordered to give him what he was missing for a long time. The ring, the robe, the sandal, and the fatted calf. النهاردة هرجع معكم لقصة الابن الضال كمقدمة، إصحاح 15 إنجيل معالي الملوءة أي 20. وإذ لم يزل كان بعيدا، لسه بعيد، رآه أبوه فتحنن وركض وقع على عنقه وقبله، ثم أمر الخدم أن يدوه الحلة والصندل والخاتم يذبح العجل المسمن عشان يعوضه على اللي هو افتقده وهو بعيد عن أبوه. Why I am mentioning this verse If you think with me, you will find six clear steps. Six clear steps for reconciliation between the two spouses if any conflict happens. The one who will take the position of the father, God will give him the insight, or give her the insight, to see that the other spouse, who is still far away, but he or she has the intention to return, the person who is enjoying with God will have compassion on the other partner. And although, so first step, I have the ability to see my spouse when he or she is far away and they have the intention to return. Second step, God will give me the compassion on that partner who's far away. Third step, I will run towards the partner who already committed sin against God and against me. And I will fall on his neck or her neck, which means I will reconcile with that partner. He committed something against me, but I will fall on his or her neck and reconcile. I will be the one who starts forgiving. And then I will express by a kiss. And then I will try, let's step number six, I will try to give the partner what he or she has missed for a long time. The fatted calf. The position in my life. The robe. The sandal for his feet. Because he or she was away. ست خطوات أساسية إذا حصل خلاف بين الزوجين ناخدهم الآية دي. الشخص اللي هياخد دور الأب، يعني الشخص اللي عايش مع المسيح والشريك حياته أخطأ في حقه، ربنا هيوريه إن شريك الحياة وهو لسه بايد نفسه يرجع، يبقى عند الرؤية إن أحس بالشريك حياتي هو حتى بعيد وعاوز يجي. الخطوة الثانية، ربنا يحط حنان في قلبي ناحية شريك الحياة. تالت خطوة، أنا اللي هجري ناحية شريك الحياة، يعني هو اللي أخطأ أو هي اللي أخطأت في حقي، أنا اللي هجري لأن الشخص الآخر مكسوف، هشجعه أو شجعها. نمرة 4، أنا اللي هروح أقع على عنقه، أقع على عنقها، يعني أنا اللي هصالح، أنا اللي هسامح، هقدم مغفرة وتسامح. خامس حاجة، هعبر عن فرحي بقبلة وأحضان. وبعدين سادس خطوة، لازم أعوض شريك الحياة ده عن الأيام اللي افتقدها ببعده أو بعدها عني بكل شيء هذا الشريك يتمناه، العجل المسمن، الخاتم، المركز، الثياب اللي تهرأت، اللي تقطعت، ثياب قد تكون ثياب العفة، قد تكون ثياب تعب، كلها تغير. وأمر الجميع أنهم يفرحوا لأني وجدت شريك حياتي تاني. الشخص اللي فيه المسيح هو الأقوى، هو اللي بيصالح، هو اللي بيجري، هو اللي بيتحنن. ناخد ده مثل لنا ونشوف. Let us take that example and apply it to our lives. About the topic today, after this introduction, I will speak about five main issues. Number one, أتكلم عن ست نقاط، خمس نقاط. أول نقطة, the first issue, the nature of the relationship, طبيعة العلاقة الزوجية. Number two, a sick being, الكيان المريض. Number three, a power struggle, صراع القوى. And number four, curable diseases, أمراض لها علاج. And the last fifth issue, prescriptions, روشتات علاجية. Number one, the nature of the relationship. I will take you with me into an imagery. It's so hard to understand marriage. It's exactly so hard as to understand the mystery of communion, the real body, the real blood. We take it as bread and wine, but in reality it is real, real body and real blood. We don't taste it as blood. We don't taste it as meat or flesh. And we believe yet that it's real body and real blood, really, really, by our faith, to the extent many of the disciples left Jesus Christ in the gospel of tonight. Because you're unable to comprehend that, because the Holy Spirit did not fill them yet, did not descend on them. But we who are filled with the Holy Spirit, how could we understand the mystery of matrimony? We are two separate, even different in everything, but still we are united in one. إزاي إحنا ملخبطين والتلاميذ نفسهم سابوا المسيح في يوحنا 6 لما قال لهم إن جسدي مأكل حق ودمي مشرب حق. جسد حقيقي ودم حقيقي, ما نحن بناخدهم جسد ودم حقيقي بس لكن تحت أعراض الخبز والخمر. في سر الزيجة إزاي يكون هذا الاتحاد؟ إحنا اتنين مختلفين عن بعض ومتباعدين عن بعض من جهة شخصيتنا ومن جهة طباعنا, إزاي يتحد؟ I will give you some simulation, some resemblance. If you imagine that you have a container in which there is a semi-fluid, semi-solid material, and you and your partner are immersed completely in that container, surrounded from everywhere by that semi-solid material. You are surrounded from everywhere. There's a distance between you and your spouse, but there's no air. The distance is full. And you are surrounded as if you are with the other spouse in a cast. Excuse me for the resemblance, the simulation. The material is the Holy Spirit. You are in a cast. The two spouses surrounded up and down and around them with the Holy Spirit. Or simply I could say Christ, because usually we speak sometimes about Christ as if the Holy Spirit. Of course, the one who is working in the mysteries is the Holy Spirit. Theologically, it's right. So, we are united together, bonded together through something real. It's not vacuum, it's not air. Irrespective of the distance between us, there's something binding us, even into a caste. اتخيلوا ان احنا عندنا كده اناء كبير مليان مادة جيلاتينية كده شبه سائلة ومغموس فيها ومغمور فيها شريكي الحياة بينهم مسافة بس مش هوا متحوطين من فوق وتحت وحواليهم بحاجة مسكاهم في بعض ومهما بعدهم الحاجة دي مسكاهم شدهم نحو بعض بحيث ممكن ياخدهم زي قالب كده هما اتنين في قالب قالب واحد جواه ثلاثة المادة وشريكي الحياة and this what we call the Trinitarian relationship or they are three in one in the container of the grace of God three are in one two bonded with the Holy Spirit ده العلاقة الثالوثية بين شريكي حياة والله محوطهم من كل ناحية جمعهم I will take it into a simpler form. Imagine Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ. And from each side, one spouse. And he's putting his arm on the shoulder of each one and holding them into him. Not holding them together, but he is taking them one to the right side, one to the left side, and taking them into himself. And the arm of Christ is around the shoulder of each one. المنظر بتاع المسيح ومن كل ناحية في شريك حياة وكل ايد من ايديه على كتف من الاكتاف ومش ضممهم لبعض لا ضممهم ليه هو شخصيا مدخلهم فيه محضر عليهم وحاططهم جواه In other words, they are connected together through the presence of Jesus Christ. They are connected through the mediation of Jesus Christ. They are bonded by the presence of Jesus Christ. You cannot reach your spouse unless you go through Christ first. You cannot reach your spouse, whether spiritually, mentally, verbally, emotionally, physically, till you go through Christ first. المسيح اللي بين الاثنين هو الوسطة اللي بتجمعهم إلى واحد. ما حدش يقدر روحيا او فكريا او بالكلام او بالعمل او عاطفيا او جسديا يتصل بشريك حياته الا ما يعدي خلال المسيح اولا which means verbally anything we say has to go through Christ first any touch has to go through Christ first any thought has to, communication mentally has to go through Christ first so let us watch ourselves. معنى الكلام ده ان اي كلمة بقولها شريك حياتي اي لمسة اي خبطة اي فكر بيعدي في المسيح اولا خلينا نلاحظ ونراقب اللي احنا بنعمله. It's a mystery. We cannot disclose it or it will not be a mystery. It cannot be comprehended completely because it is a mystery. And if the mystery will be understood completely, it will not be a mystery as the communion. And Orthodox way of faith, we don't put the mystery under a microscope and try to know exactly. But I'm giving you some resemblance following Jesus Christ himself in the way he's putting the parables and the Holy Fathers in explaining the theology. It's so hard to understand any mystery. مش ممكن السر نحط تحت الميكروسكوب ونحلله وإلا يفقد سريته. إحنا بالإيمان بنؤمن، بنحاول نجيب بعض تشبيهات زي ما المسيح إدانا أمثلة، وزي ما الآباء زي قيس كورس الكبير مثلا بيشرح التأسيس والتوحيد والأسرار اللاهوتية ببعض الأمثال والتشبيهات، لكن مش ممكن نوصل نفك حقيقة السر ونحلله إلى جزيئات. إيماننا الأرثوذكسي يمنعنا من هذا. But we believe firmly that the relationship, please understand this now, the relationship, the matrimonial relationship starts during engagement. Because we have a certificate, Abuna signed a certificate with the two who are going to engagement. And during engagement, the relationship could be resembled as a fetus growing in Christ. And with the first day at the wedding, there is a delivery of a living being called the matrimonial relationship, which grows with us. So irrespective of the number of our children, we have a living being with us called the matrimonial relationship. The age of that being, living being, is the age of our marriage. And why I'm saying the being is a living one? Because Christ, the Holy Spirit, is in that being. So that being must be living. During engagement, still in the process of being an embryo or a fetus in Christ. But after the marriage, after the wedding, after the mystery, the first day of our new baby. So if you have three children, actually you have three children and the relationship as a living one with you. You have four, not three. مهم قوي افهم الحته دي وركزوا معايا فيها لانها مهمه خالص وده المفتاح بتاع النهارده. العلاقه الزيجيه كيان حي يبدا اثناء فتره الخطوبه كجنين يتكون داخل المسيح، لان الكنيسه بتعمل عقد خطوبه. هذا الجنين يولد ويبقى كيان حي يوم الإكليل، وعمر هذا الكيان الحي، الحي بوجود الله فيه، العلاقة حية. هذا الكيان الحي كأنه عيل، كأنه ابننا بيكبر معانا. اللي متجوز 30 سنة عنده علاقة 30 سنة، كيان حي، خمس سنين خمس سنين. Then we have to look in our commitment. We, each spouse, commit oneself to Christ, the other spouse, and the living being, which is the matrimonial relationship. So the husband commit himself to Christ, commit himself to his wife, and commit himself to the living being called the matrimonial relationship between the two. The same for the wife. Commit herself to three. عشان كده التعهدات بتاعتنا بنتعهد أمام الله إن إحنا ثابتين في علاقة حية ومتعهدين وملتزمين إن إحنا نحيي ونثبت علاقتنا بالمسيح وبالشريك الحياة وبالعلاقة الزيجية ككيان حي. ثلاثة separate. And unless we look to the commitment as such, we will lose in our mind the presence of the relationship as a living being. We have to take care of him. We have to take care of that being, or that being will get sick. That being will be neglected, as I'm going to describe now. ولما اهتمتش بالعلاقة الزيجية ككيان حي ممكن تضمر تنشف تمرض. كل تركيزي في المسيح والشريك حياتي وناسي ان في حاجة اسمها علاقة. هذه العلاقة المسيح ساكن فيها ويجب اهتم بيها وإلا تمرض. If you have a child, a baby, please you will answer this question. If you have a baby and for the first time that baby will start to cry, and pull his ear, do you take him to a doctor or not? And the doctor will examine him and he will tell you he has infection in his ear. Take an antibiotic. العيل الصغير اللي اسمه العلاقة ده شبيه بابنكم. اذا انت عندكم عيل مولود منكم فعلا ودانه وجعته وحرارته ارتفعت، مش هتاخدوه للدكتور؟ هتاخدوه للدكتور يقول لكم عنده التهاب في الودن، يديله انتيبيوتيك. Are you going to give him the antibiotic? Or you just buy it and leave it? You have to give him the antibiotic. Which means you have spent time with your baby. The feverish one, give him the treatment, the therapy. Second part of the same question. After 2 or 3 months, after 2 or 3 years, your child will develop again the same signs and symptoms of his ear. Are you going to take him to the doctor again? لو عيا تاني بودنه بعد سنين ثلاثة تاخدوه نفس الدكتور أو تاخدوه الدكتور؟ Some will say okay no I will give him the same antibiotic. No need to go to the doctor. Maybe it's the same. But at least you'll spend some time with him, give him the medication and if it will not help you take him to the doctor. يعني بعضكم يقول لا خسارة أروح للدكتور ما أنا عندي antibiotic أروح أشتري زيه وأديه له وخلاص. وإذا ما نفعش اخذ الدكتور برضه. اوكي. After another 1 year, he developed severe pain in his tummy. And he cannot sleep. Are you going to take him to the doctor? Or just look at him and say, okay. You will take him to the doctor. إذا بطنه وجعته بعد سنة ومغص جامد، جايز يكون مثلا appendix مش صنعور أي حاجة. هتبصوا له كده الله الولد عنده مغص وهتاخدوه emergency room وتروح للدكتور هتاخدوه. The same applies to the relationship, the living being. I will take him to the doctor, to Abuna. I will take the relationship and Abuna will prescribe something for us to do. It will work and then the baby will get sick again. Say after another month, 2 months, 3 years, 2 years. I will say, no, no, no. I went one time only to the doctor. That doctor is bad. I'm not going to take him to any doctor. Let him die. Could I say that? No. Why say that on the relationship? Why say Abuna was useless? I went to him once. Yes. I use from his advice for 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, but I have returned back again. Then he is useless. No benefit from going to Abuna. As if no benefit from going to the doctor. إذا أبونا نفعني بنصيحة قاعد سنة اتنين وبعدين تعبنا في علاقتنا الزيجية. أقول لأ أبونا ما ينفعش، رحت له مرة وما نفعنيش. Most of you are doing that. ليه كلكم بتعملوا كده؟ أو أغلبكم بتعملوا كده؟ العلاقة كيان حي، عيل معاكم. كل ما يعيط أخذوا الدكتور. الدكتور ده قد يكون أبونا، أبونا يشير بحد تاني، بس يكون دكتور. دكتور يعني إيه؟ شخص بيفهم في العلاقة. Some of the very wise women came to me and told me, it seemed as if I'm complicating the matter. In Egypt, previous day, we did not go, we did not know anything of what you are saying, and everything was going fine. And those wise ladies, they forgot that in Egypt, we had extended family. I go and take the advice from many if I have a problem. I don't keep silent. But here, the only one who we could refer to and ask is the priest. Or the priest could advise somebody else. But he is the first emergency room to go to. We don't have here extended family. For Masr, لما جي ست حلوة كده منكم عقلة وتقول لي إخوان أنت عمال بتكبر المسألة كده ليه؟ ما احنا كنا عايشين كويس ولا كنا فاهمين كلام بتقول ولا أي حاجة. وهي ناسية. هنا ما فيش ودودة، ما فيش جرام، ما حدش فاضي. خط الدفاع الأول هو أبونا. هو الإمرجنسي روم بناخدها. المستشفى، الكنيسة بنروح. وأبونا يوجهنا بعد كده. So deal with the living being as if he is your firstborn child. And if you have no children, you have one, the firstborn, who is the living being. We have to care for that living being and take him to the doctor whenever he's sick. I'm discussing with you now the second issue, which is a sick being. Remember, he's a living being and he might got sick, and whatever times he would be sick, I have to take him to someone to take care of him. الحين كانت عن نقطتين، الكيان الحي والكيان المريض. افتكروا انه كيان حي بالله اللي فيه، ولازم اخد بالي منه كأنه الطفل الاول بتاعي. حتى ما عنديش عيال، عندي الطفل المولود اولا. مهما عيا، مهما تعب، لازم اخده للدكتور. بليز ما تنسوش الحكاية دي. The third issue. Power struggle. Do you think Adam and Eve were so happy in their relationship with God, in their first matrimonial relationship, first known in the Bible, so happy in the Garden of Eden? As I mentioned yesterday, God Christ was the only priest, the chief of priests, who prayed for them and he took them together, joined them together. Do you think Satan was looking from far away and he's so happy that the two are enjoying a good relationship with God? Of course not. So what he did? He tried to take one from under the shoulder, the arm of God. He took one by one separately. He took Eve alone and started to deceive and persuade her. So Satan will not stand still, not moving, if he will see both of you enjoying God. He will do something. في جنة عدن كان جواز حقيقي من آدم وحواء، جوزهم المسيح بنفسه. الشيطان ما انبسطش. الشيطان قال لازم افركش العلاقة دي. لازم I have to attack that living being. I have to make him sick.
لازم اوجه حاجة اخلي العيل بتاعهم ده الكائن الحي يعيا. ازاي؟ اخد واحد منهم لوحده، اخد حواء من تحت ايد ربنا، هو حط ايد ربنا كده عليها، اروح واخدها من تحت ايده وسحبها لوحدها. ولا يا شيخ مش عارف ده ربنا بيقول كلام فاضي، ده بس منعك عشان تبقي عظيم وتفهمي كل حاجه. يضحك عليها، يخدعها، ولا روح اخدعي جوزك كمان وطلعيه من تحت ايد ربنا. And the result was Adam and Eve hiding away from the Spirit of God, hiding in the bush between the trees. Because both of them, they left their place attached to God. They left the extended arms and went hiding. The same is happening these days. الشيطان بعد ما سحب حواء وسحب آدم وساب إيدين المسيح المفرودة اللي ما بتفضل مفروض مستعدين نرجع تاني تحتها، خدهم لوحدهم، وآدم وحواء اختبأوا من وجه الله اللي كان ماشي في وسط الجنة بيقولهم أين أنت؟ أين أنت يا آدم؟ Do you have, this is a question posed to all of you, do you have the courage to tell Christ, oh Christ, your hand is so heavy on my shoulder, would you please take it away for some time, I will go and just commit adultery and return to you. Could I do that? Oh Christ, you are so compassionate, so loving, I love you, but please forgive me, I will go and do something on my business and return to you. Could I say that? We don't say it, we do it. ممكن حد يجي له الجرأة يقول له ايدك تقيلة علي يا رب خفها شوية وروح مسلوك من تحتيه ويقول كده اروح اعمل علاقة غريبة بره، ازني بره، ابص لحد بره، اعمل بيزنس غريب بره، او اقول له سلام بحبك يا يسوع، بحبك يا مسيحي، ايدك حلوة وحنين علي، بس اديني كده اذن 5 دقايق اروح اتصرف بره وارجع. ما بنقولهاش، احنا بنعمل كده. فلنراجع انفسنا عن علاقتنا بالمسيح داخل السر المقدس. Satan is in an open war. Satan is strong. Satan is strong, but Christ is mighty. Christ is mighty. And the battle between Satan and God will continue. He wants to snatch his own children from within his bosom, from under his hands, under his arm, and take them to. And this war is not carnal, according to 2 Corinthians 10, is not carnal. Is not by our body and mind. We cannot defeat Satan. But with God, we could cast away all strongholds, all imagination, and subject every thought in us. We could make it captives to the obedience of Christ. Only through God. الحرب صعبة جدا. حربنا ما هياش بحسب الجسد. احنا بجسدنا ما نقدرش نهزم ابدا حيل ابليس، ولكن بالله قادرين على هدم حصون كل ظنون وكل فكر يعلو على المسيح، وقادرين بالله ان نخضع كل فكر لطاعة المسيح. ازاي؟ ان افضل لازق في ربنا. How? By keeping myself so closely in Christ, by the Bible, by the prayer, by my feeling, I am Without you, I'm nothing. As you are singing, without you, I'm nothing. So I have to hold fast to him in the marital relationship. Are there any curable diseases Satan is attacking that living being? I will mention to you three main kinds of diabolic wars, three main kinds of diseases which are curable by God. I am now in issue number 4, curable diseases. I will categorize them under A, the fiery darts, B, the stronghold, C, the walls. هقسم الأمراض التي لها علاج أمراض هذا الكيان الحي اللي الشيطان بيعملها، هقسمها ثلاث حاجات، ثلاث مجاميع. ألف، الأسهم النارية، السهام النارية. ب، الحصون. جيم، الأسوار. The fiery darts or arrows in reference to Ephesians 6. We have to stop these fiery darts by the shield of faith. What are these arrows full of the fire of Satan, which could fire us, make us so anxious, panic, or have even manic attacks? Because Satan could change any of us into a really mad person by darting us. Satan will look the way I'm thinking, the way I'm behaving, and he will dart me. And when it reaches me, I will respond. If I feel myself responsible by my own self to defend myself against Satan, I am already defeated. As an example, الأسهم النارية أو السهام النارية، الشيطان بيبقى عارف كويس تفكيري، أنا بفكر في إيه، بتصرفاتي وبكلامي وأعمالي، وينقي الحاجة اللي ممكن تخليني أتحرك وأتجنن زي المجنون ورخبطني بسهم فيها. لو حبيت اعتمد على نفسي اقول انا هقف قدامك يا شيطان، تطلع ايه انت؟ انا اوريدي مهزوم، خلاص مهزوم. As an example, he will give me an idea. Your spouse is not respecting you enough. She has to be taught a hard lesson. Teach her how to respect you. Show her that you are able, you are so able to subject her. The Bible is telling you that she has to subject you. She has to submit you. Where are you? Where is your manhood? Sounds biblical. Then I will start getting cruel and thinking, why you are not submitting to me? At the same time, he will tell his wife, that man is trying to be macho. No. Stand firm. Call your family. Do whatever. But don't give him the lead. Because if he will take the lead from the first day, you are defeated in the relationship. يقول للراجل مراتك ما بتخضعش. الإنجيل بيقول إن زوجك بتخضع، اخضعها بأي طريقة. فين رجولتك؟ اتحرك. بيقول للست بسهم تاني، اوعي تسلمي له. لو سلمتي له من أول يوم ضعتي خلاص. اربيه على حاجه معينه من اول الجواز، مش هينفع. And then Satan will get away and he will look to the effect of his darting. Fire in the family. And the living being is withering. Each one will start to talk, to move, to hit, to call for the police, to call for Abuna, to do whatever. And the Satan, as if he's not there. And Christ is saying, what happened to all of you? Satan will take a verse, explain to me in a different way. Someone who does not know the Bible, he will get to him or her. Someone who knows the Bible from cover to cover, he will get to him also, using the same verses. But the goal is that living being, how to make him sick. And someone will tell me, you are talking about that living being. Our living being is dead long time ago. Either they are psychotic, you don't know what you're talking about. A living being with Christ in him cannot die. Maybe he'll be sleeping, dormant, but he cannot die. He will die only when the church will give, for some reason, will break and dissolve the marriage. The church, not the civil divorce. Because I have seen many divorce cases, civil divorce, 12 years or more, and then they return back. 9 years and return back. And still they are married to the eyes of God. So every time a thought will come to me, I have to ask myself, that idea is coming from Christ or from Satan? That feeling, is it from Christ or from Satan? Because all our life is the battle between the strong and the mighty. Either I will listen to Satan or I will listen to Christ. And I have to discern. If I don't, I ask someone who will guide me. لازم أفكر كويس قوي. الكنيسة لما أروح لها ده أنا العلاقة بتاعتي ميتة. ده خلاص. الكنيسة ما بتسمحش أو تقتنع العلاقة ميتة إلا ما هي تدي تصريح. تقول حصل حاجة موتت العلاقة. يعني إيه موتت العلاقة؟ يعني شخص ساب العلاقة ومشى. بشوف حالات 12 سنة طلاق مدني ويرجعوا لبعض تاني. Even the interpretation of St. John Chrysostom about that. If someone will commit adultery, the meaning of the laws of the church and the Bible, if someone will commit adultery, is not a reason for you to ask the church to give you a permission to remarry. No. But if this his or her pattern of life, his lifestyle or her lifestyle is adultery, then you go to the church. Because there's a place for forgiveness. Don't try to prove on your spouse, getting all kinds of proof just to prove the church he or she is adulterous. You are far away from Christ. Even if you are the head of deacons in your church. If the lifestyle is always, always, always adulterous and no need to prove it. Actually, you are trying to say, I have to open my arms for my spouse to return. ما تتسرعوش في طلب تصريح. إذا كان الشيطان يصوركوا خلاص أهو زنى. هي زنت. اخلصوا بقى من الجوازه ديت. نو. قيس حنفي بن فهم بيقول مش لما واحد يزني تنيته تصريح فسخ الجواز. دي خطيه ممكن تغفر من ربنا ومنكم. لكن اذا كانت الحياه بتاعته او بتاعتها كلها زنا في زنا في زنا. بعضكم بيحاول يثبت على شريك حياته بأي طريقة إن هو أو هي بيزنوا. عشان إيه؟ عشان ياخد تصريح. This is not Christian life. دي مش الحياة مع المسيح. الحياة مع المسيح في أحضان مفتوحة عشان يتعب يرجع. سامعيني فاهمين؟ Second, which is B, the stronghold. If the darting will not help him as a disease for the living being, he will whisper in my ear and your ear, get into a stronghold. You know the tanks, the war? الدبابات. Get into your shell and close the shell on you. So whatever weapons and artillery is going to use or she's going to use is not going to affect you. Go into your shell, protect yourself, isolate yourself, separate yourself. Second part of the war. And when you go into your own shell, pretending, I am hurt, I'm feeling so lonely, I am neglected, I am rejected. The only way is to keep myself from the hurt is to go into the shell and close it on me. What does it mean? You are separating yourself gradually. الخطوة الثانية بيضحك بها الشيطان بزمان الحصون يقول لك الحق يا ست انت او راجل اتحصن ده عمال تشتم فيك ده عمال يشتم فيكي احسن طريقة خش جوه دبابة عربية مصفحة افرقوا على نفسكم جوه خندق اتحصنهم ما يقدرش يقرب منكم ابدا ابعدهم انفصلهم. Believe me, some of the spouses in their own matrimonial bed, there is an imaginary lion. Imaginary lion. No one could trespass. Nobody could cross. If someone will move and cross this middle line in the bed, a catastrophe. Yes, they are living in one bedroom in front of the children, but each one on the extreme end of the bed. Better to be a king bed, king size, which is the worst kind of beds for intimacy. But it allows everyone to have his own share, as if each one on a single bed. And the imaginary line between the two pillows going all the way, dividing the king size bed into two. Imagine in their mind. And if he by chance or she by chance her hand during her sleep touched it, it's a catastrophe. This is separation in the bedroom. So the second step, why I panic? I go to the room, next room. I will leave him. He's snoring too much. She's snoring too much. Let us leave. I have to take rest. I have to work tomorrow in the morning. I have to separate in another room. So gradual. And then I can't tolerate him. I can't tolerate her. The best way is to bring my children away from this home. I take my children or I leave to another home. Gradual separation. Isolating myself. The stronghold. And pretending I'm so hurt. I'm so neglected. I'm so rejected. I cannot. Let me separate. Another diabolic war. حرب روحية أخرى. في ناس منفصلين جوه أوضة النوم. ويدعوا أي حاجة. جوزي بيشخر. مراتي بتشخر. بترفص وهي نايمة. بيرفص وهو نايم. بياخد الغطا. بتاخد أي كلام. يبقى أحسن حاجة أعمل إيه؟ روح أوضة اللي جنبها. ما أنا عاوز أقوم الصبح عند الشغل. أنا مش فاضي. مش فاضي وقعد دماغي بتاعها اروح اوضه ثانيه. خطوه وبعد شويه انا مش طايقها ولا كلامها ولا طايق كلامه اخرج بره البيت خالص. بتحصل so gradual. Gradual withering of the relationship. And who is so happy looking at that? Satan. And who is crying for us to return back? Christ. It did not end. The third step. A wall will be erected gradually between the two. A wall of hurt and non-forgiveness. and they will be thicker and thicker and higher and higher. So if I take a machine gun and start to use it against the other partner, a machine gun by mouth is not going to pass through the wall because the shell is not sufficient. Walling, erecting a wall of hurt and non-forgiveness, separating completely the two spouses, and each one of them is in his own shell. Now, just compare that picture. Everyone in a shell, with a wall between them, compared to the original icon of Christ holding the two to his sides. It goes so gradual. And Satan's looking, I did it to you. And we are so foolish, so stupid, not knowing that it's not the fault of my partner, it's the fault of Satan, who is darting her or darting me. ويقام سور من عدم المغفرة بين الحصنين. كل واحد خايف بالتاني. كل واحد بيعد على التاني. كل واحد متألم يقول أنا مش ممكن أخفض أنا متألم. لو قربت منها هتخبطني. قربت منها مش عارف يعمل إيه. تنتهي كل واحد متحصن قاعد في قافل على نفسه وفي وسطهم سور عالي. من الحقد والكراهية وعدم المحبة وعدم المغفرة. قارنوا ده بإيه بقى؟ المسيح اللي كان ماسكهم في الأيقونة في حضنه هما الاثنين وحاليا وصلوا إيه؟ سيتان بيضحك والمسيح بيبكي. أتنقل معاكم دلوقتي للروشتة العلاجية prescription for successful marriage. And this prescription will entail three topics. Number one, prescription from St. John Chrysostom. And number two, rivers of living water. And number three, another prescription to help you practically how to do it. A practical prescription. Number one, في ثلاث حاجات في روشتة العلاجية. رشدت من قيس هذا بالفم، ونمرة اثنين أنهار ماء حي، ونمرة ثلاثة رشدت عملية إزاي نشتغل فعلا على جوازنا. We have to return to the icon, to the original good icon, instead of the stronghold and the walls and the darting and the fire and the cursing and the court and the police and the physical abuse and instead of all that. How to return to icon. St. John Chrysostom said three steps, his prescription, three steps. Number one, repent. Know your mistakes, what you have done, and repent. The introduction which you have started with it, the prodigal son. Repent. Number two, mirror. Which means communicate, as I'm going to say. Number three, satisfy the expectation. As the prodigal son, his father satisfied not his need, but his expectation of security, his expectation of warmth. Three items in the prescription of St. John Chrysostom. Repent. Don't come and tell Abuna, she did. Tell him, I did. The same applies to women. When you go to a counselor, Rabuna, don't talk about your spouse, talk about yourself. This is number one step, how to repent. Of course, I'm excluding all kinds of psychopathology. I'm talking about normal people. مش فاكرين حد عنده مرض ولا حاجة، ناس طبيعيين بينهم مشاكل بس. أول خطوة التوبة، أعرف أنا غلطت في إيه، مش هو بيعمل إيه، أنا غلطت في إيه. وتوب. تاني خطوة، تاني ستيب ميرورينج. ميرورينج مينز I have to be so clear and calm to reflect to my spouse what she or he is doing to me. I am mirroring Christ to my wife, and she is mirroring my behavior and Christ within me to me and to others. We are mirroring to one another like a mirror. We are communicating in a decent way. Someone say, talk, and other listen. The one who's listening is so calm, and his face is reflecting the effect of the behavior and talk of the other. And the other is sensitive to understand a way of communication. Believe me, mirroring technique is known now, and nobody is saying it is Saint John Chrysostom. ازاي اعكس اللي قدامي؟ الرجل هو مجد المسيح، بيعكس المسيح لامرأته، والمرأة مجد الرجل، بتعكس لزوجها أعماله المسيحية والمسيح اللي فيه. المسيح ينظر نفسه منعكس نحو المرأة من الرجل، ويرى نفسه المسيح منعكس في مرآة المرأة للرجل. يعني بتاخد صوت المسيح اللي في الراجل وتعكسها تاني. And if anything away from Christ, it will show during the mirroring. أي حاجة بعيدة عن المسيح هتبان في طريقة الحوار. ثالث خطوة, the third step, satisfy the expectation. We have satisfied the expectation. How? By asking my spouse, what do you expect from me to do? And then tell him or her, I am really sorry, I did not understand before. اسأله. أنا مش بقرأ في يعني الكافة عشان أعرف. اسأل. اسألي. أنت متوقع مني إيه؟ أقول أنا متوقع مني كذا وكذا وكذا. أقول أنا آسف. أنا آسف أنا ما عملتش كده. أركع قدام ربنا أقول يا رب أنا آسف في حقك وحق شريك حياتي. أنا ما حسيتش إن ده اللي كان عاوزه أو هي اللي عاوزاه. وبعدين ابتدي اوفي هذه التوقعات مش الاحتياجات, توقعات. نمبر 2, prescription number 2, it's always said that I am drained, I am totally drained. For one or two years I was giving, 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 now I cannot anymore, the battery is finished. I can't, you're asking too much as a counselor, I cannot give. Why? Because they give and give and give, and he was not giving anything. For the opposite. Therapy for that. The imagery of those inflatable dummies. You know, when you get something inflatable and give you the shape of a Mickey or Minnie or a teddy bear, you just blow it. It's an inflatable dummy. Imagine yourself with your skull, with your skull cap, not there. And God is pouring inside you into an empty dummy. We are dummies. And the Holy Spirit is filling us. Christ is pouring His love in us. He's pouring His love in us. He's pouring His love in us. If I am open to Him. If I'm opening my heart and mind to Him to pour in. And then God will tell me, don't keep me inside you. Open your tummy. You have openings in your tummy. Open it, open it, open it. And you will see rivers of living water rushing from your tummy. I am the one who's pouring from above love, and love will be poured on others. The only way to keep yourself giving is to be open to the source of giving. But if you close your mind and heart, you will feel drained. The only way is to keep your tummy giving love, giving love, giving love, is not to close your tummy on those who need love and compassion, and keep yourself open so you take from Christ and give. You are not the one who is giving. Christ is giving you, and He's the one who reaches through you to the other partner. انت عارفين اللي بيتنفخوا دول, في حاجه تتنفخ كده بس منظرها زي الدبه او زي عارف ايه, تعمل طبقه جنب الحيط كده متكعبشه, تنفخوها نايلون كده تاخد شكل بني ادم. احنا زي كده بالظبط. لو فتحت صوانا راسنا مفتوحه والمسيح عمال يكب جوانا من محبته، ارفع قلبي وفكري يا رب انا مش قادر اعطي، يوم يديني يديني، ويقول لي افتح بطنك، في فتحات في بطنك افتحها، وانا هخلي انهار ماء حي تجري من عطاء. اعمل كده الاقيه عمال يكب فيا من فوق، ارفع قلبي وفكري ويطلع على الاخرين. عمري ما احس ناشف ابدا، عمري ما احس ابدا ان انا drained، يعني ناشف من جوه، او انا نشفت خلاص مش قادر اعطي. طول ما انا مفتوح على فوق المسيح يديني. ليه؟ انه بيحب الشيك حياتي ويحبني، والميه ما تجريش في حته ويفضل الشخص عطشان. انا هرتوي الاول وبعدين الشيك حياتي يرتوي والاخرين يرتووا. third prescription the word seats. Do you know it? You know how to spell seats? S-E-A-T-S. I wish each two spouses dream with two seats together in heaven, in eternity, close to which saint you want. And the way to your own seats is S means, this is S-E-A-T-S. Each will stand for something, you write it. S stand for spiritual support and intimacy between both of you. You could be the best one who reads the Bible, but by yourself individually, it's equal zero in spiritual intimacy. You have to read the Bible and pray together. You have to live in the life of the saints together. Togetherness, to get the oneness, the spiritual oneness. E stands for edification. Edifying one another means building one another. To edify your partner means to encourage, to support, to appreciate, to admire. To encourage, to support, to appreciate, to admire. Building one another. A stands for affection. Express love in the way my partner understand it. In the language of love he or she understand it. Express love, express compassion in the way he or she understand. T stands for tenderness and genuine non-sexual touch. Warmth, tenderness is so important. T stands for time spent. Tender, kind, non-sexual touch, warmth, spent together. We need that time in which we are tender, kind, touchy, as well as we are showing to one another that we are keen. The last S is sexuality. We have to be available sexually to our partner when she or he needs, period. Available, availability. S-E-A-T-S, include that my commitment to unite, to cleave and unite and satisfy the needs of my partner, the spiritual needs, the intellectual needs, the emotional needs, needs for kindness and tenderness, and the physical sexual needs. These are very practical tips. Look for your seat. Your seat is still empty. Do you want to sit on it in heaven or not? Then satisfy your partner. And Christ is with you in any of these steps. These five steps, He is with you. آخر ستة، إزاي عمليا أبقى أنا والمسيح بنشتغل مع الشريك حياتي نتجمع؟ قلت لكم كلمة سيتس دي يعني كرسيين كده في الملكوت. كل واحد ليه مكان هيقعد فيه في الملكوت. إذا صحيح عاوز أروح الملكوت أنا والشريك حياتي، لازم إن أنا أشبع كل الاحتياجات والتوقعات الروحية والفكرية والعاطفية والجسدية. ازاي؟ الروحية لازم انا وشريك حياتي، اذا هو بيعرف يقرا الانجيل احسن مني، او انا بعد اقرا قصص قديسين نتبادل مع بعض. الاي ستاندز فور البنيان، اي يعني ايديفيكيشن يعني ابني. هبني شريك حياتي ازاي؟ هبني ازاي ثقته بنفسه وثقتها بنفسها؟ هبني ازاي حياته بعد الروحيات؟ لازم اشجعه او اشجعها، ما كسرش منه، ما كسرش مقاديفه. لازم اقف جنبه اقف جنبها. لازم اقيمه واقدره، او اقيم اي حاجه بتعملها، او اقدر امكانياتها اللي موجوده فيها. الحاجات دي بتبني الشخص الاخر. بعد كده لازم اعبر عن محبتي وحنيتي بلغه مفهومه للشخص ده. الستات بيفهموها بطريقه تانيه غير الرجاله. اسال شريك حياتي محبتي توصل لك احسن ازاي لو عملت ايه؟ احنا بنسابق الزمن عشان نلحق نروح الملكوت. التي ستاندز فور تايم، احنا وقت، نصرف وقت مع شريك حياتنا. لازم كل يوم نقعد على الاقل ساعه مع بعض. وقت يكون في ايه؟ في دفء، في مش عارف تندرس يعني ايه بالعربي. نعم؟ لا ما يجيش حاجه تندر، عارفين حاجه تندر يعني ايه؟ الشاطر يقولها بالعربي ما اعرفش. نعم؟ نعومه او رقه؟ لا دي صفه من صفات الحريم بقى. لا ده تندر هارت. تندر هارت يعني فيها نوع من الحساسيه. عارفين تندر يعني ايه؟ يعني تلمس يقول اي حاجه تندر. فيها احساس عجيب. يعني اقضي وقت اثبت فيه ان انا حاسس باللي قدامي. اظهر فيه محبه ورحمه. استعمل التاتش اللمس بطريقه مش جنسيه. اطبطب، امسك، اوري انا افيلبل، انا موجود لك يا شريك حياتي. اخر حاجه العلاقه الجسديه. لازم نحمي بعض. ربنا حطينا كشركاء حياه عشان نحمي بعض من الغول الشيطان الخارجي اللي بيزغل علينا بره ويتعبنا. لازم نبقى متواجدين لبعض. والمسيح موجود في كل خطوه من دول. اذا حسينا دي حياتنا، ان احنا نقترب من بعض في كل هذه النواحي، وقدام عينينا في مكانين في الملكوت شاغرين فاضيين مستنين نوصل ليهم. ربنا يديكم ويديني، يديم عليكم ويديم عليا نعم التواجد في احضانه، عشان كل بيوتنا وجوازاتنا يبقى مسيح فيها مصخلل وفرحان بينا وعيالنا فرحانين بينا. له المجد دائما ابديا امين. اي اسئله؟
اوكي. You mentioned what we could not say it. I mean your voice out, your voice out instead of me. God bless you and bless, pray for me.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not a question. It's a comment. Thank you.
It's well taken.
يعني هو أول خلاص تاني.
بماذا تفسر موقف الزوجة التي تعتبر تسامح الزوج ضعف أو أنه كان غلطان لذلك سامح؟
The spouse which is regarding forgiveness as a weakness because he's weak, he has forgiven. The answer, we are following what Christ is telling us, not what she thinks or what he thinks. Christ asked us, and I am following his advice. Whether she thinks of me weak or not, I esteem more, much more higher what God is looking and my fulfillment of his commandment. If I don't forgive, I will not be forgiven. إذا ما كنتش هغفر مش هيغفر ليا. أنا مش ببص لمراتي تبص لي ضعيف ولا مش ضعيف. أنا بص المسيح باصص لي إيه. المسيح عاوز ينفذ كلام معين بنفذه. إذا أنا هرضي هبص لإرضاء الناس ومش هرضي ربنا، هاخد على الأرض الجزاء بتاعي. مجد من الناس لست أقبل. أنا باصص المسيح عاوز مني أعمل إيه. I'm not looking for the praise of men but praise of God. I don't want glory on earth, but glory in heaven. So what he's going to tell me, I'm going to follow.